Let's get to some extremely local news sponsored by Great Lakes Credit Union, committed to financially empowering local communities. From Black Club Chicago, Stephanie Lule joins us. And this is the story that people are going to want to hear today. Rainbow Cone opening on Michigan Avenue. Good morning, Stephanie.
Good morning, Bob. Yes, one of my favorite spots in my home neighborhood of Beverly is expanding again. Rainbow Cone, the beloved ice cream shop known for its colorful layered cones, is opening up a new shop at 163 North Michigan Avenue. It's opening on the same block as Nutella Cafe, Stan's Donuts, Garrett Popcorn, which is going to make this block a haven for sweet treats downtown. I know that I will be visiting when I hit up Grant Park.
Well, you know, with the Harry Potter deal on Michigan Avenue and now Rainbow Cone, it's going to breathe a little new life into the avenue, and that is what is needed. Let's talk about the organizers' push to save our street fests. What's this all about?
Wicker Park Fest, which has signaled that they're going to feature fewer bands this year and performers, and organizers are cutting the number of stages after the fest experienced a sharp drop in gate donations last year. The problem isn't that people aren't going to these street fests. The festival saw its largest attendance numbers last year with more than almost 80,000 people going over the 3 days of the fest. But donations from patrons, which are suggested but legally cannot be required, dropped from by 50% compared to the previous year. And other street fests across the city tell us that they're also struggling with similar issues, and they're warning that they're going to have to shut down if their financial outlooks don't change. Now those street fests are all banding together to launch Save Our Street Fests, a campaign to educate people about why it's important to donate to keep these street fests alive.
Big part of our summers here in Chicago. Sounds like Fest, though, is alive and well, and it's the big 20th anniversary this September, isn't it?
Yes, it's the 20th anniversary, and wow, do they have a great lineup this year. Weezer is coming back, Green Day, Blink 182. It's really, quite frankly, it's like a dream lineup of my youth, Bob.
There you go.
And yeah, lots of other bands coming, and they'll be coming to Douglas Park September 19th to the 21st.
3 day general admission tickets start at $299.98. 3 day VIP tickets start at $399.98 and include things like expedited entry, premium viewing areas, shaded seating, and other amenities. I'm sure it will be packed. And finally, we have news about an astrology themed, and they call it a sober bottle shop in Edgewater.
Yeah.
What is it exactly, Stephanie?
Yeah, 1 year after its successful Kickstarter campaign, and this is astrology-themed bottle shop for the sober and sober curious has now opened in Edgewater. It's called Solar Intentions, and they raised nearly $50,000 in seed funding to open up this shop at 1056 West Bryn Mawr Avenue. And what it is, Bob, is, you know, you would go to like a wine shop to buy wine. This is an entire shop filled with so drinks that sober people can enjoy, and it aims to give people a space who are reevaluating their relationship with alcohol, a place to socialize and bond. Now that this bottle shop is open, owners actually plan to open a sober bar at the space too. They're just waiting on the permits to do that.
1056 West Bryn Mawr. Watch for it. More at blockclubchicago.org. And if you want to know more about Riot Fest, it's all there too, blockclubchicago.org. Stephanie Lule, you have a good day. Thank you.
You too, Bob.